So feel your tailbone. If you can't feel your tailbone, try feeling your sacrum right above it and working your way down. You can even, if you need to, find it with your finger and then return to your posture once you've located it. Bring your hands back to your lap or your knees. And using your tailbone, and if you wish, also your feet, feel your energy dropping through your floor. Feel it dropping through whatever is beneath that floor, whether it's another floor if you're in a multi-story building, or a basement, or a crawl space, or a slab. Send your energy down through all the layers. Not trying to visualize them, but really trying to feel. You'll get to a point where you finally connect with the earth. There'll be dirt and rock and even living things underneath you. There'll be cold water. There'll be layers of strata and crystals and rock. Keep letting energy fall down, down, down from your tailbone through all those layers. Hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, down towards the center of the earth. And you will get to a point where your tailbone feels connected to that hot liquid core of the earth, that slowly spinning molten metal that gives our earth its protective magnetic field, protects all living things on the surface of this planet. You can feel the energy from your tailbone dipping all the way down into that warm pool. It's almost like magma. In many meditations, people bring that energy up, but we're not doing that. Just connect to it. In fact, if you can, let a tiny bit of your energy drop out of your tailbone or out of the soles of your feet into that pool. Tiny little dripping into Mother Earth. And now open your crown chakra at the top of your head. There is always energy streaming down from the cosmos. I want you to feel it entering that crown like white light streaming into the top of your head. I want you to open up the spaces between your vertebrae. I want you to feel your vertebrae almost as hollow sections of pipe. Feel that white light streaming through your crown chakra, through your brain, into the base of your skull, and then slowly slipping down your neck through the center of your spine, almost as if your spinal cord is a fiber optic cable, and all that light is streaming down it, segment by segment, down through your neck, down through your spine, past your shoulders, down through your spine, along your rib cage, behind your heart and your lungs and all your organs, down your spine further, passing the back of your intestines, your kidneys, down to where it passes through the sacrum and into your tailbone. And let that white light keep going, slipping out of your tailbone into that connection you have with the heart of Gaia. And if you so choose, you can also direct some of that energy through your pelvis, into your legs, down through your leg bones, down past your knees, down through your calves, through your ankle, flooding into your feet, and relax and open your feet, and let that light slide down from your feet, down, down, down into the heart of Mother Earth. So now you either have one core stream from your crown chakra to your tailbone, or you have that stream plus two branches coming down through your feet. Open your feet. Open your tailbone. Breathe into your tailbone. Try to breathe into your entire spine. Opening it, relaxing it. Feel that light pouring through it. There is now a circuit. The light is flowing from the heavens through your crown chakra, down your central channel, and out into the earth. And then out of the earth and circling around back through you. A giant circuit. And as you open your crown and you open your central channel, you may feel places where the light seems to get a little sticky or muted, or almost like it's going through a dirty lens or through a murky liquid or just a thick place or a smoky place. Different people feel this differently. If you hit spots like that in your spine, try to breathe into them. Try to call the light forth through them. Ask that the light wash that stickiness, inkiness, smokiness, gumminess, muddiness, wash it down ahead of this wave of light, wave after wave, flowing down each wave successively, taking more of this shadow material, this energetic gunk, washing it down, taking any negative energies you may have absorbed from the opinions of other people, or even from energetic parasites or energetic entities. Let that wave of supernal light from the heavens, this numinous beam of light flowing down through your entire central channel, wash all of that stuff away. So all of that smoke and ink and gunk and tar are coming out of your tailbone, out of your feet, flowing into Gaia. And don't worry, because she recycles everything. She will use this to create more life. She will break this down, reformulate it as a new kind of energy, life energy. She transmutes everything into chi. And feel the flow from the top all the way through you as more and more of this gunk is stripped away, washed before it, the flow gets stronger. There's less resistance. It flows stronger and stronger, cleaner and clearer and brighter, and the flow is stronger, more centered, more stable, more bright, more precise, and it fills my central channel more and more as the debris and gunk is washed away before it. I just want you to stay with this beautiful circuit. You're connected to the heavens, pulling that beautiful cleansing energy through you and discharging it into Gaia. And it's circling around as she recycles it. She passes it back out into space, comes back around into you. A giant cosmic orbit at beyond light speed. Chi moves faster than light. It is not bound by the speed of light. Feel it coursing through you. If you stay with it, sometimes it will also bridge out at your shoulders through the long bones of your upper arms, splitting into the ulna and radius of your lower arms, out your wrists, through the palms of your hands. If you really open your tailbone, the center of the soles of your feet, the center of the palms of your hands will all be exhaling this beautiful, clear energy and any gunk that it flushes out before it. You can stay in this posture, letting this energy flow through you for as long as it feels appropriate. The more you do it, the more grounded and clear you get. So, whether it's just your tailbone, or your tailbone and the soles of your feet, or your tailbone and the soles of your feet and the palms of your hands, I want you to contract them a little. If it makes it easier with your tailbone, you can contract your perineum a little. You can tighten the space between your anus and your genitals very slightly. You're not going to pinch this flow off entirely because there's always a small flow from you, a grounding flow into Mother Earth. But you're going to stop intentionally letting it be wide open. You're going to pull it back so that you get to a point where the soles of your feet and the palms of your hands and your tailbone feel normal for you, not wide open. Maybe there is again that trickle of energy. And you're still being filled with the light coming through your crown chakra. And now I want you to do the same thing there. Very gently, sort of dial it back down. You never want to lose your connection to Gaia. You never want to lose your connection to source energy from the crown. But just close it up a bit, slowly, gently, till you get to a place where it feels normal to you. In that normal state, unless you are in a very unusual situation, you are always receiving a little bit of energy through your crown and always draining some energy through your feet and tailbone. But we've just gone from a flood back to a normal trickle. But because we closed the root chakra and the feet first, you actually got a little extra fill up of the cosmic energy, a little topping off of your tank. That energy will probably come to rest in your lower dantian spot that's about 2 or 3 inches below your navel. It is the dynamo, it is the battery, it is the power source for you as a human. want to give thanks to Father Sky for bringing us that light, for the dance of life that he does with Mother Earth, transmuting energy, transporting energy, bringing light to the darkness as she brings forth life from the darkness. We offer our humble gratitude to Mother Earth and Father Sky for the privilege of every breath we're given, for the privilege of the energy coursing through us, the germinal creative energy that is streaming down on this earth, that every blade of grass and every animal and every human can feel if they stop and get quiet enough. This constant blessing of life energy.